What is this? What is this?
This is the Encore.
Sweet.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. The little boy from Rosario Santa Fe has just pitched up in heaven. He climbs into a galaxy of his own. He has his crowning moment. He was beautiful. He was the point of difference. He has always been the point of difference. Unparalleled. And maybe today there will, of course, always be those who argue, always be those who debate. And the debate can rage on if you like. But as he falls in love with the object in the world that his heart most desired, it is hard to escape the supposition that he has rendered himself today the greatest of all time.
Messi really messed around and won the World Cup. The GOAT debate is over. Done. It's not just that he won it, but how he won it. On the grandest of stages, under the brightest of lights, on the rarest of nights. The Qatar World Cup will be forever remembered as the greatest World Cup of all time. And that final was the cherry on top of the whole thing. Alcohol ban and human rights records be damned. Qatar put on a hell of a show. Especially considering that beer was not allowed at the stadiums. Meaning, those crowds were as sober as sticks as they witnessed history. Only Qatar. The stadiums, the branding, the opening and closing ceremonies, the hotels, the poorly planned protest for gay rights, and the serendipitous storyline of this being Messi's and Ronaldo's last World Cup made for a hell of a show. Qatar basically said, F your alcoholic beverages and your homosexuality and your human rights, but we'll make it worth your while. And boy, was it worth it. Because after all was said and done, Argentina and Lionel Messi emerged victorious and we all can't stop talking about it. Hence, why I'm here. I'm supposed to be enjoying my holiday and taking a break from the podcast, but the events of the last 72 hours were so compelling, I just had to chime in. There's a lot to be said. There's a lot being said, and I've always wanted to do a Ronaldo vs. Messi episode. In fact, I recorded a session with fellow podcaster Edmond Oris of Vibe with Edmond a few weeks ago, where we each made our cases for who the GOAT is. But that was before Messi won the World Cup in stunning fashion. I don't know if there's any need to ever release those recordings, but we'll see. The bottom line is that the debate, which has spanned almost two decades, is over. And for the longest time, it seemed unlikely that either Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo would win a World Cup because historically, the best team won the World Cup, not the team with the best player. And since Portugal and Argentina have been incredibly reliant on their star men, it seemed certain that there would be no World Cup win for either. But Messi. Fucking Messi. You found a fucking way. You fucking did it. Again, it's not just that he won it, but how he won it. Let's recap. Argentina faced a France side overflowing with world-class talent. Had they not had players sick with the flu hours before the match, I think the first 70 minutes would have been very different. Other than that, Messi played the game of his life, where he scored three goals, including two cool-as-you-like penalties. Plus, he went toe-to-toe against Kylian Mbappe, who many would describe as a disciple of Cristiano Ronaldo. His successor, if you will. Mind you, Mbappe is already a World Cup winner, so Messi was going against a winner. By the way, one of the reasons I'm fine with Messi winning the World Cup is that it's better for one of the GOATs to win it than for Mbappe to have two World Cups while the GOATs have none. It just wouldn't sit right historically, especially if one of the GOATs lost to Mbappe in the final. The story would have been weird. I can't explain it. Imagine if Messi and Cristiano both retired without a World Cup while Mbappe was on a three-peat. But I digress. If there ever was a time for Messi to stake his claim on being the greatest of all time, that was it. that was the game to win. Keep in mind that Messi has had a history of bottling it when it mattered the most, when opponents put up a real fight, when they didn't simply bow at the altar of Lionel Messi. I've seen Messi's body language change for the worse when a team is making a comeback or when all seems lost. But not that night. Oh no. Not on the biggest night of his career. He played his heart out defensively and offensively, even though at the end of the day, France lost it more than Argentina won it, based on those penalties. That boy Mbappe though, he pushed Messi to the brink. He played like he was protecting Ronaldo's legacy. See, yeah, Mbappe has that dog in him. To go against Messi like that? It'll be interesting to see which of his contemporaries rises to his level in order to create the next generational rivalry. Speaking of rivalries, the greatest rivalry in modern history, not football history, modern history as a whole, finally has a clear winner. And that winner is Lionel Messi. As much as it pains me to say, I mean, once you win the World Cup, it's a wrap. Messi has the stats, the skill, the charisma, the flair, the longevity, the accolades, the trophies, the moments of magic, basically everything you need to be the GOAT in any sport without necessarily having to win a World Cup. But when there's a monster like Cristiano Ronaldo in the picture, who is just as accomplished, except he's taller, more handsome, and appears to be more determined, it's hard to make a definite argument. But when you win a World Cup, and you win it like that, levels change. Even Ronaldo has to tip his hat because game recognizes game. Even as a Ronaldo fan, you would be delusional to continue to deny. Dang. Give honor to whom honor is due. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Messi has the final word, the final say, and it feels weird. Remember back in the day when Messi would score 2 goals and the next day Cristiano would score a hat-trick? Messi would score a hat-trick and Ronaldo would score 5 goals in the next game. Ronaldo won a Ballon d'Or and Messi would win the next 2 in a row. Ronaldo won an international trophy the next year, Messi won his own. But this World Cup, it's final. There is nothing Ronaldo can do to one-up Messi this time. The next World Cup is 4 years away and Ronaldo will be likely retired by then. And if he isn't, I doubt he'll be at a high enough level to play. So yeah, like Michael Jackson, this is it. Talk about timing. Because I bet you, if Messi had won the World Cup the last time he was in the final, Ronaldo would have had extra motivation. But who knows? My name is Rodney Amorkache, and you're welcome to The Young God, a podcast for gods. Anytime the ghost speak, all the gold needs the silence of the lambs.
Champions League.
You are watching possibly the greatest footballer ever at the absolute peak of his powers.
And then Ronaldo.
As legendary a career as Cristiano has had, this year has been complicated. What with his drama with Manchester United, his Piers Morgan interview, losing his baby in August, being benched by both his club and country, and possibly moving away to play in Saudi Arabia. I mean, the contrast is glaring. Messi's at the top of the world right now, and Ronaldo as well. Let's just say the difference is night and day. Many will say it's because of his age and ego, but I think it's more complicated than that. More on that later. But right now, it pains me so to see the title of GOAT so dramatically, so matter-of-factly snatched from Ronaldo's reach. I have supported Ronaldo and made the case for his GOAThood for the longest time, but I can no longer, in good faith, refer to him as the GOAT. I cannot deny what my eyes have witnessed from Messi all these years, as well as the full stop at the final. And so, it is with a heavy heart that I relinquish the title of GOAT of football to Lionel Messi. But make no mistake, Ronaldo is my GOAT for both subjective and objective reasons. I simply prefer him to Messi, and that's okay. I think Ronaldo fans should opt for this line of thinking. It's easier on the heart, and it's just not a good look to debate what is at this point undebatable. To refuse someone the recognition after they've earned it is just uncool. Because if the shoes were flipped, I think we'd want the same. So, if you enjoy the game of football, you have to give it to Messi. But it is okay to say that Ronaldo has your heart. Two things can be true.
Would they have been able to do this and keep this up, the relentlessness that they've shown without each other? Would, if they was out on their own, no one else around, would they continue to have done this? That's the question.
I think they probably do add to the motivation.
Yeah, 100%. I think all the great sportsmen in the world have always had that someone else to feed off. And I think this is another great rivalry in football. They don't talk about it.
Ronaldo would be Ronaldo without Messi. But I don't know that the great Messi we see today would be without Ronaldo. All you have to do is look at their temperament. From as young as 11 years old, it's been well documented that Cristiano has had his sights set on being the best player in the world since day one. He said it out loud, verbalized it, spoke it into existence. He took that same energy into every game. I can't remember a game when Ronaldo didn't try his best out there. Even when he sucked, it was never for a lack of trying. It was this energy that had Manchester United legends begging Ferguson to sign him. It is this same energy that compelled Ferguson to take action. It is this same energy that compelled Ferguson to give him the coveted number 7 shirt, that legendary shirt that carries so much pressure. It is this same energy that he brought to the Premiership, the most intense league ever, playing in front of the most difficult fans, playing against the toughest defenders, under the scrutiny of the most unforgiving media. 18-year-old Ronaldo took on that challenge and made a name for himself. I have no doubt that if Messi was not in the picture, perhaps maybe playing in a different time, Ronaldo will still be the force of nature we have come to know and love, or hate, depending on where your head is at. Messi, on the other hand, is pure genius. Genius is no small compliment. Don't get me wrong. Genius as in there are things he can do that Ronaldo could never dream of. Genius as in Messi has done things that, man, you just have to like Twali, you have to like give him his flowers. Put it like this. Talent hits a target no one can hit. Genius hits a target no one can see.
Bust my brain.
That is the distinction. That's how I like to think of it. But prior to Ronaldo's emergence, Messi seemed content to simply play ball. Kind of like Ronaldinho and the handful of geniuses we've seen whose light was bright for like 5 minutes. They didn't seem to want it bad enough, and so their stardom was short-lived. I think that, had Ronaldo not been the kind of person he is, Messi may have begun to decline after maybe 2010. But Barcelona was astute enough to get rid of Ronaldinho with his hedonistic attitude and hire Pep Guardiola with his penchant for excellence. If not for those lifestyle changes, I don't know that Messi would have kept up with Ronaldo to this point and scored this many goals. It doesn't seem to me that Messi would aspire to this level of greatness without the emergence of Ronaldo. It doesn't seem like he wanted it bad enough. Maybe one day, Messi will admit this. And that's where the GOAT argument starts for me. Before we go into all the details of the stats, the accolades, and all the other little things that come with that. And the fact that Ronaldo has played in 3 high-level leagues and dominated all of them. Or the fact that Ronaldo is the most dependable, most clutch player in the game. Maybe in all of sports. If you had to pick a player to win you a final, to win a game, Ronaldo is that man. He never wavers, never gives up on his team or himself. I mean, Messi retired from international football after losing a final. That's saying something. Ronaldo is a guy who, when the pressure is highest, he raises his level. It's why he's been able to keep up with Messi despite him being blessed by God talent-wise. That's my GOAT.
Ruthlessness. Not just the ability, but the hunger and the ruthless finishing.
And the longevity.
Longevity, game after game, year after year, scoring in important games, things that we take for granted. It's not been done before to this level, has it?
Another thing for me is Ronaldo's evolution from a deadly winger with quick feet to the most inevitable goal scorer of all time. Listen carefully. Nobody, not even Lionel Messi, scores goals like that man can. There is no one. Not only is Cristiano a great goal scorer, he's a scorer of great goals, legendary goals, goals from all over the pitch. His portfolio is as diverse as they come, in and around the box from 30 yards, 40 yards, with his head, his shoulder, his thigh, back heels, free kicks, penalties, with both feet, you name it, Ronaldo is on it. No player has a nose for goal like Ronaldo, and that's just a fact. So while Messi has the enviable honor of being the GOAT of football, I think Ronaldo will be content with being the GOAT of goal scoring. The GOAT of the most important skill in football. Not passing, not dribbling, not humility, but putting the ball in the back of the net in a myriad of ways to the point where you become the highest goal scorer without being a natural goal scorer, fam.
There's a lot spoken about Cristiano Ronaldo, a lot of it invented. But what we rarely see, or what we rarely see pointed out in the media, is that aspect of his character. That's a mature decision from Cristiano Ronaldo. He could have got the headlines tomorrow with a hat-trick. But instead, he thinks it's more important for the team that Karim Benzema should get among the scorers.
It's incredible what Cristiano Ronaldo has achieved, especially without the media's backing. They misunderstood his personality at every turn, and so they always had it out for him. Always a petty attempt to humble him. Always having to prove something to them. Unlike Messi, who has always enjoyed the love of the media, he's always had the benefit of playing the game without having to prove anything to anyone. And still, with all that baggage, with all that disadvantage, Ronaldo kept up. That's my goat. One of these days, we're going to have a conversation about how unfair and unnecessarily harsh media scrutiny forces superstar players to tap into their dark side in order to thrive. There's this thing I've noticed with players like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Cristiano Ronaldo, and more recently, Steph Curry, where because the media is so dedicated to not acknowledging their accomplishments and holding them to unreasonable standards, they lose the joy with which they initially played the game and become darker versions of themselves, more focused on proving the haters wrong. They play with vengeance, which fuels them to win. But it also makes the haters more mad because it's now like he's arrogant. He's not a team player. He's become too big for the club. He has an ego. It's like when all you hear is criticism, you just decide, fuck it, I'ma do me. It can be a heavyweight to carry if you're not mentally strong. And Ronaldo gets points for that from me.
Let's take a moment to pause and breathe. Relieve the tension. Whatever you're doing, close your eyes, take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. One more time. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Let's resume.
Once upon a time, there was a football player called Ronaldo Nazário. Ronaldo for short. He's Brazilian and he was brilliant. He was so good, they named him El Fenomeno, meaning the phenomenon. You know how good you have to be to earn that nickname? At the peak of his powers, Ronaldo was untouchable until injury and indiscipline cut his career short. Despite his short career, he had set the bar so high that the name Ronaldo became one of those names that carried weight and expectation. Then comes a Portuguese boy who happened to be named Ronaldo, after Ronald Reagan. I'm sure someone in his camp must have advised him earlier in his career to abbreviate his name or drop the Ronaldo, in order to avoid unfair comparisons with the former Ronaldo. He didn't, because he had the innate belief that he could live up to it. Even till today, regardless of his accomplishments, Cristiano gets unfair jabs like the real Ronaldo when they talk about Ronaldo de Lima. There's a rule in the 48 Laws of Power, one of my favorite books, that says, never step into the shoes of a great man. The idea is that you'll be forever judged by the standards of your predecessor if you go where he has gone. But if you blaze your own path, they won't have anything to judge you by. The same thing applies to a name that belongs to a famous person. Cristiano Ronaldo broke that rule. That's my goat. No player, none, is more influential on today's stars than Ronaldo. His celebrations have been copied across men and women's sports, not just football. He's one of the greatest athletes of all time. He's the most followed person on social media. All platforms combined, 500 million on Instagram alone. That counts for something. He built the CR7 brand from football, and since then, it has spanned across hotels, haircare products, skincare products, footwear, fragrances, real estate, airports, underwear, clothing, sunglasses, and NFTs. The brand itself is worth $100 million. Cristiano is an astute businessman in addition to being in the GOAT conversation. It's not even close. He's the total package, and I think, subconsciously, it rubs some the wrong way. He's handsome, speaks English, Portuguese, Spanish, and Italian flawlessly. He's extremely marketable, in addition to playing the game at a high level. All Messi has is football, to be honest. Perhaps Messi needed the World Cup more than Ronaldo. And here's why he's my GOAT. Cristiano Ronaldo is an inspiration. There is just something about him that appeals deeply to me. I have huge respect and admiration for him, from his humble beginnings to his sky-high rise. He is incredibly intelligent and diligent. He speaks precisely and honestly. He is always himself. He shows respect for himself and for the fans, and for the game, and for his opponents. He shows respect when he's given respect. In fact, he has earned the respect. He has earned the right for exceptions to be made. He has earned the benefit of the doubt. A man who has given so much to football deserves so much more. He deserves so much more respect than what he's getting from his teams, his coaches, and the football world right now. I thought it was the height of disrespect that they would bench him for both games in his last World Cup. One game, maybe, but two, I felt his pain, to be honest. And this is the difference between the US and Europe. In the US, they know how to accommodate their megastars. They understand their value and how to get the best out of them. And that's because they've had experience dealing with megastars from time like Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Prince, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Muhammad Ali, Serena Williams, Tom Brady, Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, and so much more, who got more powerful and more successful as they aged. They're used to this. But Ronaldo is maybe the most powerful European celebrity, and he's bigger than everybody, bigger than every club, to be honest. They don't know what to do with him, how to manage him, or how to utilize him. It was pathetic what Manchester United and Portugal did. But that's a story for another day.
It's Ronaldo. Oh, he's done it! He has only gone and done it! Could this be the hat-trick before half-time? Oh, brilliant! The most talented footballer of his generation. Cristiano Ronaldo takes his time, still got time. Oh, 2-0!
Away from 2, 3, 4. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How good is he?
Cristiano Ronaldo! Who else on a big night?
Great ball.
Ronaldo, he's onside. He's beaten the defence. He draws Valdez! Cristiano Ronaldo with a platinum touch! Lionel Messi!
Oh my goodness!
Lionel Messi does it again! He's superhuman! Another chapter in the incredible story of this little man.
Quería la tres, acá están las tres. Vica el Barça y Vica Cataluña.
Uno, dos, tres, ¡a Madrid!
Talent hits a target no one else can hit. Genius hits a target no one else can see. Listen, most of us will never have Messi's level of genius or social approval or an enabling environment in which to flourish. Or at least not all at the same time. But Cristiano Ronaldo is proof that if we have the right attitude, work on the gifts we do have, and continue to give ourselves freely, we can challenge even those with all the gifts and perks and privileges. We can do what has never been done. We can make a name for ourselves and turn skeptics into believers. And you know what? Now that I think about it, Maybe it's for the best that Messi won the World Cup and is now the undisputed GOAT of football. Because in addition to being the second best player ever, Ronaldo is the GOAT of branding, social media, financial wealth, and cultural influence. It would be unfair for one man to have all of that, including GOAT of football. I think Ronaldo will realize this, or maybe he already has. Because once he's done with football, he has a whole other world to conquer. Besides, coming second to Lionel Messi is not bad at all. I'm not even mad. Forget the banter. History will remember Ronaldo well. I'm just glad I don't have to have this argument ever again. At the end of the day, we are talking about two gods of the game. Gods who have blessed the world with their gifts and their grit. They've given us moments for life countless times. They've made us dream. They've given us the most compelling rivalry in all of sports. They are role models of the highest order. I mean, feel free to pick a side. It's a matter of preference at this point. But resist the urge to act like Ronaldo is not him. Like an argument cannot be made that Messi is who he is because Ronaldo is who he is. I know that's a hard pill for Messi fans to swallow, but consider it. It's not to take away from Messi's greatness, because he still had to step up. He answered the call, and that's worth a lot in my book. Messi's a genius, a god. He's a genius who is motivated. And when a genius is motivated, he's unstoppable. I like to think that Ronaldo was the motivation. Maybe it's just me. I'm just glad to live in a time when all this transpired. Old heads must have thought Pelé and Maradona were something, but Messi and Cristiano, that's something else. And we saw it happen in real time. I'm also glad I got to see Messi win a World Cup. It's so good for the game and the story that one of them got the gold. Ronaldo will just have to settle for leading a team to the first back-to-back-to-back Champions League titles in history. I think that's fine, that's fair. I also think it's fitting that just before the World Cup kicked off, Louis Vuitton released images of Ronaldo and Messi playing goat chess on their signature trophy trunks. By the end of the competition, checkmate Messi, right? Congratulations to the GOAT. It is well, and it is well deserved. But just to recap, Messi is the GOAT of football, Ronaldo is my GOAT, and the GOAT of everything else. This is The Young God.
Do follow the podcast on IG at The Young God Pod and Twitter at I Am The Young God for more God level content. New episodes drop every Saturday at midnight, so do subscribe and do share. I'm your host, Rodney, and I wish you a blessed day and a blessed mind. Rodney, out.